faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The war was over. The soldiers, permitted to keep their horses, were on their way back to their homes. Randy Brady and his comrades were one of the many small units that had gone to war as a group.
Hey, Randy, look what I found near the waterhole.
Randy's raiders, 12 clear-eyed, fearless young men, were in camp at sunrise.
Who is it, Hank? Who's the pilgrim?
What's your name?
Dan Reed.
Says the name's Dan Reed.
I'm glad to meet up with you, Dan. My name's Brady.
Yes, so I was told. I'm glad to know you.
Lieutenant Brady.
I guess we can drop the lieutenant, Hank. The war's over.
Well, me and Dan got to talking at the waterhole. He was in Morgan's Gap last week.
Is that so? Well, that's where we came from.
All of you?
Well, all 12 of us. Had 16 when we started out.
Oh. Two of our outfit were killed at Shiloh and two at Vicksburg.
You went to war as a unit, huh?
Yes.
I'll never forget the send-off the folks in Morgan's Gap gave us. You remember that last night, Randy?
I sure do.
Torchlight parades, everyone singing, and everyone giving presents to us. Say, Dan, is Morgan's Gap the same as it was 3 years ago?
Golly, I don't know. I wasn't there 3 years ago.
Well, does Pete Hayden still run the cafe, and is Pop Kennedy still sitting in his chair in front of the livery stable?
Well, I did see a fat man sitting in a chair.
Pop Kennedy, he's still there!
Did you meet a man named Josh Potter?
No.
Or a pretty girl? Prettiest girl alive named Sally Potter?
No, Lieutenant. But you see, I was only in town a couple of hours.
Randy's eager for word of his sweetheart.
Ah, go on with you, Hank. You must think we're local, huh, Dan?
Not at all.
Fact is, we've all been away from home for 3 years. We're just hungry. Come in!
It was afternoon when Dan Reed rode into the camp of the Lone Ranger. The masked man listened as Dan told about the meeting with the 12 young soldiers and their eagerness to get back to Morgan's Gap.
I sure hope they get the reception they expect.
Dan, I'm afraid those boys are going to be disappointed.
Oh, golly.
The people are tired of the war. Now that it's over, they want to forget it, get back to normal living.
But they've got to be grateful. Those fellas put their lives on the line.
It isn't that the people aren't grateful, Dan, but the people who stayed home have had hardships, too, especially in the cattle country. The people in Morgan's Gap have suffered. They're still suffering. The problems will continue long after the soldiers' work is done.
Yes, I suppose so.
I hope Randy Brady and his friends are near when...
When what?
Oh, I didn't tell you about the message from Tonto.
No, was there a message from him?
He'd been scouting certain Indians.
Yes, I know that.
The Indians in this section have just realized that the best fighters in a number of communities have gone to war.
It took them a long time to realize it.
Yes, but now that they're aware of the fact, they're making the most of it.
Raids?
Yes.
Golly. Do you think they'll hit Morgan's Gap?
We'll know more when we get further word from Tonto. They do attack Morgan's Gap, Randy Brady's men will prove handy.
They're sure a fine bunch of men. I hope they're not let down by their friends in the Gap. They're counting on a great welcome.
There's Morgan's Gap! There it is, boys!
Hey!
Home at last!
I gotta see my girl!
I gotta get to the cafe.
Me for a shave and a haircut.
Come on, boys! Let's ride down on the livery stable as if we were charging an enemy hill. Get up there! How's things in the Gap?
What's the matter, Pop? You ailing?
Too lazy to get off his chair.
Hey, Pop, what's the matter? Don't you know us? I'm Randy Brady.
I know you.
And I'm Hank, you remember?
Ain't forgot. What's the idea of riding into town like a pack of Comanches?
But, Pop...
I know. You've been to the war. Been riding all over the country having high adventure. While us folks had to sit at home and worry. Now you figure yourselves as heroes. Well,
not at all.
Oh, we figured you'd be a little glad to see us.
You aiming to settle down and go to work?
Why, sure.
Then get to it. And don't figure that folks will tolerate all kinds of noisy rough riding and carousing.
Well, if you ain't the cussed one.
Here comes Pete Hawkins.
Hi there, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
How's everything in the general store?
Hello, Randy. When did you get back?
Just this minute.
Sam Easley's boy got killed, didn't he?
Yes, at Vicksburg.
Sam's pretty bitter about that.
Well,
I've got to get over to my store. Got some new wool shirts in. Be better for working in them uniforms. Drop in and see me.
Doggone.
Well, you'd think we'd been away overnight instead of for 3 years.
I'm going to the cafe.
Me too.
That's a good idea. Maybe Baldy Jackson will be glad to see you.
Yeah!
I'm glad to see you boys back home again.
Well, it's doggone nice to find someone that's glad.
Baldy, what's the matter with everyone? You think we were coming back from a term in jail instead of from the army?
Well, how's that, Randy?
Well, the way people act.
Well, some of them resent the traveling high adventure you boys had.
Do they think it was fun to sleep in mud and face Grant's grave shot? Do they think we went to war for the pleasure of it?
Well, I guess folks don't stop to think. Some are holding jobs they wouldn't have if you younger boys had been home. They figure you'll take their job.
Oh, we don't.
Others
want that.
About let their ranches go to seed, because there was no one to help on them.
Well, if we ain't wanted Morgan's Gap, we can darn soon get.
I'm thinking of doing that same.
Well, I'd sooner go hunting, break wild horses, and stay here if we ain't wanted.
You boys want drinks?
Well, sure we do.
That's why we're here.
I reckon our credit is good, ain't it, Baldy?
Credit?
We're broke, Baldy.
Well, that's too bad, Randy.
Huh?
I'm close to being the same way.
Ain't our credit no good?
Hank, you still owe $10 from before you went away.
Well, I ain't forgot. I'll pay it when I get working.
Jobs ain't easy to get.
All right. Never mind the drinks.
I'm sorry, Randy.
Maybe it's a good idea to go hunt wild horses.
Maybe it'd be a good idea to get practice for busting them wild horses. Maybe it'd be a good idea to do a little rough riding on Baldy.
Don't talk tough to me, tin soldier.
Tin soldier. You say that again, Baldy, and I'll ram it down your gullet.
Tin soldier.
By thunder, I got all I can take.
Hank.
Let me at that jughead.
Hey.
Now
we'll have breath. Here comes his pal.
I'll take this place apart. That's what I'll do.
Are guilty of assault and battery, disturbing the peace, and willful destruction of property.
Judge, let me speak for the rest of the boys. We just got back after 3 years in the Army.
And you figured you could do what you pleased. Is that it?
Oh, no, sir. We just thought
Brady,
that we would...
Morgan's Gap might find a place for calm, level-headed young men who are willing to work hard.
Sure, that's what
we... But we don't want fighting harum-scarum critters that crave a lot of excitement.
Y'all don't want us, is that it?
That's not what I said.
Well, it's what you meant. It's what everyone in town means. I guess we know where we ain't wanted. And I, for one, am clear now.
I'm going north and hunt wild horses.
And I'll go with you.
We'll all go.
Now, boys, wait.
You all can stay if you want, Randy. We're leaving.
Come with us, Randy. We got to stick together.
Fine. I'll go with you.
Good. But come on, then.
Let's start. Well, before I leave, I want to call on Sam.
Oh, Randy, I'm a friend, and... I know exactly how you feel. But please don't be bitter.
Who wouldn't be bitter? For 3 years, we've been facing everything the enemy could fire at us. We've been half-starved. We've gone for weeks without rest. We slept in mud and rain.
I know.
Sally, we've been fighting a war. The bloodiest war the country ever knew.
We do have been fighting a war, Randy.
But you don't.
Father and all the other ranchers have seen their life savings melt away. They've seen their livestock die for lack of feed. They've seen the value of beef fall until the herds aren't worth the food they eat.
But that's not what...
Father's done the work of five men trying to carry on. His work isn't ended, Randy. He and the ones who stayed home, they have to keep on with their share in the nation's welfare. It hasn't been easy for us. For every night you slept in mud and rain, we went without sleep for worry over you.
Well, that's no reason for everyone to treat us like scapegoats.
Everyone was waiting, Randy. Wondering how you boys would return.
Well, we just came.
You came in as if you were set for the time of your lives. You didn't come as if you were ready to pitch in and help us. It was more like, well...
Like what?
Well, as if you figured your work was finished. As if you expected to rest on what you had done.
That wasn't it at all. The people here don't want us. The judge practically told us that.
The people do want you, Randy.
I don't believe it.
Give us a chance to prove it.
I can't. We're pulling out. We're going to hunt wild horses.
Oh. I see.
We're leaving this afternoon.
Your mind is made up.
Yes.
I'll miss you, Randy.
Sally, try to understand.
I understand that you'll not give Morgan's Gap a chance.
I've got to stick with the boys.
Good luck to you, Randy.
Sally, I...
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
2 weeks that followed, Randy Braid and his friends rode the plains north of the Gap, matching their daring horsemanship and roping skill against the savage strength of untamed horses. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger had gone south to meet Tonto. He returned to the camp where Dan was waiting.
Steady, big fella.
Did you see Tonto?
Yes, Dan. He'd influenced the raiding Indians.
How do you mean?
They're going to attack Morgan's Gap.
Oh, golly. Is that what you wanted?
Those Indians must be defeated, Dan. They've already gone too far. See, they've made successful raids on a half a dozen small communities.
Yes, but to have
now that Brady and his men have returned, the Indians will meet fighting men at Morgan's Gap. I'm going to pass the word that the attack is coming soon. Brady can prepare to meet it.
Good.
We can reach him through Josh Potter.
That's the father of his girl.
Right, now I'll call on Potter.
Come on, Silver.
But that mask...
Never mind the mask, Potter. I came with a message for you. Indians are on the way.
Indians?
Oh, Dad.
They already gutted a couple of towns.
This is the next one. You'll have to prepare to defend yourselves. You can count on fire arrows because the Indians will use them in the hope of burning your building.
You ornery buzzards.
The Indians will attack from the south. They'll probably come during the night. You'll have no warning.
I guess you're telling me true facts.
Well, Lieutenant Brady will know how to meet the attack. He and his men...
Why do you mention Brady?
Well, he and his men are fighters. They can beat the Indians.
Like fun they can.
What?
Oh, Dad, if Randy were only here, this is the time he's needed.
Brady isn't here.
He and all his men left 2 weeks ago.
They did? Where did they go?
I don't know.
Harum scarum critters. They went hunting wild horses.
The country north of the Gap?
Yes.
Well, I'll try to find them.
That's no use. They wouldn't come back.
We'll see.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. After setting what he thought would be a trap for the renegade Indians, the Lone Ranger learned that Randy's raiders had left Morgan's Gap. He knew that something had to be done, and quickly. He came into camp riding hard.
Hold, Silver, hold. Steady, big fella.
Did you see Mr. Potter? Is everything set to meet the Indians?
No, Dan. Nothing is set.
Nothing?
Brady and his men have left Morgan's Gap.
Oh, golly, and the Indians are due to strike.
And worst of all, they'll strike because of me. I thought Brady's men were in the Gap. I hope they end for all time the threat of the outlaw Indians.
What can we do?
Here's your saddle.
Right.
Cinch up.
I am.
We're riding north to the Wild Horse Country.
Is that where Brady is?
Yes.
Think we can find him?
Oh, I'm sure we'll find him. The question is whether or not we can persuade him to return in time.
Victor's ready.
Then mount up.
Steady, big fella.
Hey, boy.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Victor.
The Lone Ranger and Dan set out for the Wild Horse Country to the north of Morgan's Gap. They rode continually and said very little, but even Dan, young as he was, could sense that the Lone Ranger was thinking about the Indian raid upon Morgan's Gap, which was primarily instigated by him in order to teach the raiding Indians a lesson. A lesson that Brady and his men could readily give. After many long hours of riding, the Lone Ranger and Dan sighted Brady's camp. They reined in a short distance away and approached at a walk.
Well, there's Brady's camp, Dan.
Yeah, I see it.
You've already met the soldiers, so I'll wait in the woods to the east. Ride in and tell Brady the situation.
Right. Come on, Victor. And the people
people at the Gap need you, Lieutenant.
Indians, huh?
Yes.
Now, ain't that too bad?
When they need fighting, men, they send for us.
And after we lick the Redskins, they'll treat us the same as before.
They had their chance to treat us decent.
Now, wait a minute. Hank, if our friends are going to be attacked by Indians,
Who's
we...
friends? I got no friends in the Gap.
Nor I.
Maybe if we loved a girl there like you do, Randy, we'd feel different. But as far as I'm concerned, the Indians can have the Gap and all that's in it.
Listen, Dan. How soon is this attack expected?
Maybe tonight.
Boys, we've got to go.
Not in your life.
We've got a good string of horses in the rope corral, and I don't aim to leave them.
We can leave them here. They'll be here when we come back.
If we come back, I won't go.
Me neither. Count me out.
The town will be wiped out if you don't go there.
Well, that's too bad.
Boys, I hate to run out on you, but I'm going.
You'll go alone, Randy.
Then I'll go alone. Come on, Dan. You going with me?
Well, part of the way. We'll head through the woods.
Steady, boy.
Nina, come on.
As Dan and Randy left the group, Dan took the lead, heading for the woods in which the Lone Ranger waited. Randy didn't look back. He rode with set face and a hard, resentful look in his eyes. Resentful because the town, which had practically told him and his men they were not wanted, was depending upon their fighting ability to protect Morgan's Gap from Indians. Also, Randy resented the fact that for the first time his men had failed to stick with him. It was with these thoughts in mind that he suddenly became aware of the masked figure on a white stallion that blocked their trail.
Just a minute.
Oh, boy.
It's all right, Randy. This is my friend.
Masked.
What about the others?
They wouldn't come.
And I can't say that I blame them.
Well, you can't do very much without them, Brady.
I can at least fight at the side of my girl and her father.
It's a losing fight.
Well?
With your friends, it would be a winning fight.
They won't come.
But they must.
But how'll we get them here?
They'll wait in this woods until it's dark. Then we'll start for Morgan's Gap. Your friends will come with us.
How can you work that?
You'll see.
While the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Randy Brady waited in the woods, dusk gathered over the town of Morgan's Gap. Potter, like all others, prepared for the Indian attack.
There now, Sally. The door is barred. I reckon we're as ready as we'll ever be. Is the hired man inside?
In the back room, Dad.
Won't be, boss.
Did you get plenty of water inside the house?
Everything will hold water's holding that same.
Got plenty of swabs tied to long sticks?
Yep.
I've made some too, Dad.
Better spread them around. Put pails of water and swabs near every window. Carry some to the roof.
Well, we better hurry. It'll soon be dark.
Come in, Judge. Come in quick.
You all set for the Redskins?
I guess so.
I thought I might help out more by coming here. I can't defend my house alone. Let them burn that one. We'll fight to save yours.
Dad!
Did you hear that?
They're coming. Close that door, quick.
I'll get the bar.
Dad, look out the window. One house is already in flames. I think it's Pop's place. Pop Kennedy.
Now, the buzzards. They ain't wasting time.
They're near the cafe.
They'll get fire water, and they'll be wilder than ever.
The door.
Hey, Potter, let me in.
Pop Kennedy.
Let me in. My place is gone. I'll help fight for yours.
We ain't a chance to lick them. All we can do is fight them to the end.
I see some of them.
There's an arrow. Blazing.
Put water on it.
Let those critters have it.
Darkness came. Randy Brady moved out of the woods with the Lone Ranger and Dan. The trio approached the rope corral where the wild horses were held.
Keep very quiet until we have a rope on each horse.
How savvy.
What's that movement from your camp, Randy?
There'll be plenty of movement when these horses start out.
That's what we're after.
If those friends of mine catch up with you.
You'll have to make sure that doesn't happen. Careful now. I'll stop these horses too soon.
Boys, seems to me there's undue movement of our wild horses.
I hadn't noticed anything, Hank.
Well, I've been listening. If Indians come after him, we'll have to get...
Hear that? Indians! Hey, they're out of horses.
They're stealing them.
Let me get them.
No use waiting, lads. You can't see them.
They're firing back at us.
Well, get after them.
How'd they get here?
Maybe bypass the gap.
Come here, boy.
Come mount up and get those critters.
They're making off. We gotta chase them.
How many is there?
All right, come on.
Come on, get them.
few seconds, the soldiers were in the saddle, furious at the ones who had made off with their captured horses. They set out at a mad pace, firing blindly at the big shadows far ahead. Lone Ranger, Randy, and Dan Reed maintained their lead. It was a mad race through the night.
We're holding the lead.
Increase it.
Get up it.
Faster, boy.
Hold Silver.
Presently, a red glow could be seen in the distance. The glow that came from buildings in flames.
The Indians have come.
We're too late.
Hold Silver.
Several buildings in the gap were in flames. Others had been struck by many fire arrows. The defenders divided their time between firing at the attacking savages and beating at flames with water-soaked swabs. Several homes were doomed and hurried to the houses of their friends to aid the defense. Potter and his daughter were surrounded by half a dozen neighbors, fighting to the very end.
I just got rid of the fire on the roof.
Jake, there's another fire over there.
That corner.
Well, give me a hand.
I'll stay with the gun. Oh.
Take the swabs, Judge.
I know.
Beat at the flames. Better pour water on it.
This can't go on.
Not much longer.
Jake, is there any more ammunition?
Well, I've got no more. Don't tell me we're out of cartridges.
There's fire in the last.
Kennedy, you got any more cartridges?
No, I fired the last. Anyone else got ammunition?
Oh, Dad. Dad, this is the end.
Sally, don't stand by that window. They'll get you.
They'll get us all. With no chance now. We're...
What's the matter?
Look out there.
What is it? What's going on?
The Indians are trying to get to their horses. Look, there's help coming. Oh,
look, horses, lots of them.
We're getting help.
Great day. Maybe we ain't licked after all.
Horses must have joined up with.
We'll show them.
Hey, boys, you came.
Randy, we
never mind
horses.
Why you're here. Let's show them what we learned about fighting against odds.
Right.
Hey, Randy, take charge like you did at Virginia.
All right.
Charge them. Give it to them.
After the battle was over, Randy became the center of a small, admiring group of Morgan Gap citizens. A new light was in their eyes as they looked at the boys who had saved their lives and their homes. At first, not much was said. It took a little time to reassemble their thoughts after their emphatic words of a short time ago that had driven Brady and his boys away. Then Potter and Sally broke the ice by expressing their feelings to Randy.
Randy, we saw the whole thing from the house.
Oh, Randy, it was the most wonderful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, Sally, it was... Here comes Hank.
Well, Randy, reckon those Redskins are through raiding civilized places.
Did you get back the horses, Hank?
Yeah, the boys are getting them together.
Good.
You men saved Morgan's gang.
They sure did.
I shall have a lot to say about it if you'll stay long enough to listen to me. Morgan's Gap needs you men.
If you critters would fight to help in peace like you fight in war, by thunder, nothing could stop us.
Well, that's a lot coming from you, Pop.
I mean it. Dad Raddatz, stick around.
Hey, where are those white men? Where's Randy? Where's Hank?
Right here, Baldy. Can't you see him? Listen to me, you mavericks. I called you tin soldiers. Well, I take it back. I take it all back and apologize. Give a fool a chance to show he appreciated what you've done. Will you?
Baldy, that coming from you?
Yes, I know. I reckon we didn't savvy things. We didn't know what it was like to face gunfire and sudden death, like you boys had to do.
Stay with us, boys.
Well, we've been kept some wild horses.
Hank, after you've got a wild horse, how do you hold it?
Well, first, we have to tame it.
How do you do that?
Oh, by good treatment and by understanding it.
Maybe if we, all of us in Morgan's Gap, tried to understand you better.
Oh, you ain't. Doggone it all, Hank. I don't want to leave the Gap.
Boys, I'm going to stay here.
Good for you, Randy.
If you'll all stay, I'll have a shindig that'll make the welkin ring.
What do you say, Hank? We're home now. Let's stay here.
Well, now, by thunder, it seems like home. We'll call you, Baldy. Start making your plans for that shindig.
Thank you. you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.